very annoyed and both embarrassed as well. Like, and you know, I feel very much for the staff and the management of the hospital, and obviously concerns for the patients. But this was bound to happen. Like, you just can't keep cutting budget after budget after budget and cutting staff numbers. Something has to give. And in fairness to management, I know people are very quick to kind of look at management and look at even at the HSE here locally. But this is the result of ongoing government policy to cut. Like, it's not just cutting the big hospitals like Letterkenny and then nationally, and it's cutting the access for people to be able to access these hospitals. But as we all know, in the last while there, hospitals in Dunloe, Carndonagh, Stranraer, Lifford, everywhere, are all under threat. You know, there's no policy out there anymore. It's just a free-for-all and no money.
And do you believe if reports like this keep coming out criticising these hospitals that are under threat, then these hospitals, community hospitals, could be facing closure?
But this is it. You see, this is what we're going to be told then now by the government, by the department, you know, that they're not meeting certain standards and have to close down. But, you know, there's nowhere, where is the people to go? You know, at the end of the day, this is all about cuts. And the minister, Dr. Ray, is a doctor himself, and we see him on TV, and he promised so much, but he's delivering very, very little. Like, we're not going to have a health services very shortly. We're told people are giving up private health insurance. We were access to getting up and down to Dublin and Galway and these places. The type of services were there being cut. We're taught that the budgets are regularly being cut. An embargo on staff numbers been cut. You know, where are we going? What's we doing? There just simply is no policy. And unfortunately, it's the nurses and the cleaners and people get in the front line that's getting the blame, and it's not right. And let's face it, patients are at risk.